In the book of Revelations, Jesus inspired John to write to the seven churches of Asia of their condition. And after telling of the church of Laodicea's issue in chapter 3, he had John write verse 20. So if you turn over to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him, into him and dine with him and he with me. So from this I derived the title of my lesson this morning, Someone's Knocking at the Door. Jesus had John point out that Laodicea had problems, and that their problem, their issue, had so consumed them that they wouldn't even hear him knocking at the door, is what we can derive at that. So what I want to do is to look at their issue and see what it was, and the three-step cure for their issue. So, what was their issue? Let's look at Revelations chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And we'll find out. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. The love of money was what truly was the problem with the church at Laodicea. And it caused them to be lukewarm, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. When we talk about Church of Laodicea, we will talk about them being lukewarm, and that was one of their problems. But their problem, their issue, was that they had a love of money, Jesus said. And it said in there about the hot and cold. Well, it made me think about the old, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's a wise tale, but the old adage that if you take a frog and you put it in water and you put it on the stove and start to boil it, it won't even notice that it's being boiled to death. Well, the Laodiceans were in water, thinking they were good with the service, their service to God. Yet the water was boiling, and it was boiling for Satan. They were so wrapped up in this love of money that they weren't even noticing they're being boiled, per se. Paul wrote to Timothy and advised him of this love of money issue. Not per se the talking about the church of Laodicea, of which he did know about and had great concerns, as we've seen from our scripture reading somewhat. But he wrote to Timothy in about the rich in general. And we're going to look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Would you not say that could pretty well describe the Laodiceans from what we read of Jesus' description of them? And this is exactly what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. In Matthew 6, 24, we have Jesus saying there, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. There again, pretty well describing the Laodiceans. Jesus said that their issue, this love of money, had caused them to be poor. Well, if you're rich, how can you be poor? You might ask. They were spiritually bankrupt. They had become like the rich man in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12, and I want to look at verse 19 first. Nope, that's not Matthew. I got it typed in, I scratched it out and wrote Luke and failed to see my handwriting. Let's try Luke 12. Luke 12, 19. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for you for many years, and you take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That kind of sounds again like the Laodiceans' attitude. But if we go on to read 20 and 21 here in Luke, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Again, a good description of the Laodiceans. And something that we need to be watching out, that we don't do that same attitude. The Laodiceans hadn't done like Jesus had instructed in Luke 12, and this time we'll look at verse 33. Luke 12, 33. Sell what you have, give alms, provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Sell what you have, a money bag which doesn't grow old. Well, any money bag grows old, but Jesus tells you there. Treasures in heaven, that's where your treasures need to be. Then it's not going to grow old. It won't fail then. Moths won't get in and ruin it. Thieves won't steal it. And then his last part, where your treasure is, there's your heart. If you have the love of money and the things it buys, that's where your heart is. If you have the love of God and pursuing Him, that's where your heart is. This love of money caused them to be blind also, he said. And Jesus is talking about that in Matthew 13, 13 through 15. Matthew 13, verse 13. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear, and you shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts, and turn, so I could heal them. They were blind to this fact that what they were doing with their money was wrong, was Jesus' point in Revelations. Jesus also said that they were naked because of this love of their money. And that isn't to say that they didn't have clothes on, but it was the way they lived their lives. They exposed themselves as ungodly while professing to be godly, and so had made themselves naked in that sense. This is also why they were wretched and miserable, because their lives were being lived ungodly and not the way it should. So let's look at the cure. The first step of the cure for them was to buy from Jesus gold refined by fire. Well, if they're already rich, why do they need gold? Refining with fire makes it more pure, durable, and lasting. That would describe God's Word. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, 23 through 25. 1 Peter 1, 23 starting, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as flowers of grass. The grass withers, and the flowers falls away. But the word of God endures forever. Jesus is saying, you need to get back to my word. It's pure. It's holy. It's been refined. It'll last forever. And God's word would show them what they needed to be doing. And let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6 again, and verse 17 and 19. 1 Timothy 6, 17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So if they would turn to God's word, they would have seen what they really needed to do was these things here that are listed. You'd be rich in good works. That's what we need to be rich in. Money isn't going to get us to heaven. He said they needed to be ready to give. It doesn't sound like they were too ready to give. Willing to share. And I don't think they were storing up for themselves a good foundation, or Jesus wouldn't have said the things he was saying, had said. The next step in the cure for them was to buy from him white raiment, right? White garments. A sign of making oneself pure was what white was. If you were dressed in white, you were to be pure. And we become pure through repentance. Jesus is telling them they needed to repent. And that's what Peter was telling Simon in Acts chapter 8, verses 22 and 3. Simon the sorcerer there, in chapter 8 of Acts, verse 22, repent therefore of your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thoughts of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by the bitterness and bound by iniquity. Poison. He wasn't pure. And if he repented, he could be made pure again. And that's what Jesus is saying. They needed to get white garments and become pure. And they were going to do that by repenting. Peter also told those in Acts chapter 3 the same thing. Acts 3 and verse 19. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. By repenting, your sins are blotted out, Peter's saying. You're made pure. You can have the white garment. Their last step in the cure for them was to anoint their eyes with eye salve. Literally, to open their eyes to see the darkness in their lives. And that was the task that Jesus was giving Paul in Acts 26 and verse 17. Not that I'm saying he was giving it to Paul to open the eyes of the Laodiceans, but as we'll see here, Acts 26, 17. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Paul's was going out, being sent out to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness. And that's what the Laodiceans needed to do. Turn from darkness. The darkness had clouded them over, and they were not seeing the fact that they were these things that he has mentioned there. That they were living lukewarm lives, that they were wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind. Jesus gave them the cure. In conclusion, I'd say it's easy for us to fall into the same problems that the Laodiceans had. So we must keep up our guard, and we must open our eyes and remember Matthew 10:38. Matthew 10:38 reads, "And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." There's something else I'd like to ask you to remember. And that's how I started this lesson. In Revelation 3:20, Jesus is knocking at the door. These problems the Laodiceans had, this love of money, causing them to be blind to the things going on in their lives. Jesus' point, you're not going to hear me knocking. I hope we'll all hear when he knocks. That's my lesson for this morning. And the opportunity is now given us that if there's something amiss in our lives, if things have blinded our lives and caused us not to be serving God as we should, we now have an opportunity to come forward and stand and come forward at this time as we sing the song that was selected.